From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A Taliban announcement Thursday formally confirmed the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. The Islamist movement spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, says in a Pashto-language statement sent to VOA that Omar died of illness but did not explain. The spokesman did not exactly say when the Taliban leader died, but did say his health deteriorated over the past 15 days. That contradicts a statement Wednesday from the Afghan government, which said that he had died in a hospital in Pakistan 2 years ago. In Washington, the White House said the reports of Omar's death appeared credible and that U.S. intelligence authorities are looking into the circumstances of his death. Russia is facing harsh criticism for vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution that would have set up an international criminal court to prosecute those responsible for shooting down a Malaysia Airlines plane over Ukraine a year ago.
We are deeply disappointed at the failure to adopt the draft resolution to establish an ad hoc international criminal tribunal.
There can be no reason to oppose this unless you are a perpetrator yourself.
The fallout came after Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vitaly Churkin, told the council that Moscow opposed the tribunal out of concern it might not be impartial. 1 year ago, Malaysia Airlines flight MH17, while traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur with 298 passengers on board, was hit by a surface-to-air missile over the eastern Ukraine region held by Russian-backed separatists. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says Russia's opposition to a criminal tribunal raises other questions. You're listening to the news coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C.
By vetoing this resolution, Russia has tried to deny justice to the 298 victims on that plane and deny their families a chance to hold accountable those responsible.
Ukraine and the West suspect the plane was shot down by either Russian soldiers or the separatists, but Russia has repeatedly denied that. The U.S. economy advanced a solid 2.3% in the April to June period after a harsh winter with a small gain. The Commerce Department reported Thursday that a surge in consumer spending and new export gains pushed the world's largest economy ahead in the second quarter. U.S. consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of the country's economy, picked up markedly during the spring months in the U.S., advancing 2.9% compared to the 1.8% growth in the January to March period. U.S. analysts are looking for further growth of the overall economy in the last half of the year, possibly increasing to 3%. The British Home Office said Thursday it has granted outspoken Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei a full 6-month business visa, despite his earlier claim to the contrary. Ai said on his Instagram page that the UK Visas and Immigration Office had only issued him a 20-day entry visa, claiming he lied on a visa application form about his criminal record. But the Home Office said that reports Mr. Ai had been refused a visa are incorrect. He said it has been granted a visa to enable him to travel to the UK for the full duration of the stay that he had requested. The 57-year-old frequent critic of Beijing has never been formally charged with or convicted of a crime, despite being repeatedly harassed, arrested, and fined by Chinese authorities. Myanmar, also known as Burma, has freed nearly 7,000 prisoners, including 155 Chinese nationals who last week received long prison sentences for illegal logging. The Chinese loggers were among 210 foreigners freed in the amnesty, according to China's official Xinhua news agency, which quoted a higher official. Myanmar's information ministry said the 6,966 individuals will be freed from prisons across the country on humanitarian grounds and in view of national reconciliation. India executed Yaqub Menon early Thursday for his role in the 1993 Mumbai bombings that killed 257 people. The 53-year-old was hanged at a prison in the western city of Nagpur hours after the country's Supreme Court rejected his final pleas. Memon was one of 11 people originally sentenced to die for the attacks, but the only one actually executed. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.